as me, you just jiggle for Jesus, and some of y'all skinny folks can't even shout. Well, hallelujah. It ain't going to be good for you at judgment. Amen. Hallelujah. But you can stay right where you are, and we just going to go have some more church. But I'm going to tell you what the Word wants to do is it wants to pull a few more of y'all in here. All right? It wants to pull a few more in here. And you need to listen. Because I don't know where in here, but God is going to give somebody a revelation. It's going to click in your mind and your spirit. And when it does, you need to respond. Don't stand there and say, well, I wonder, is this my moment? It's your moment. Well, praise God. But Isaiah 61 said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because he hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Somebody needs to hear that. To comfort all that mourn. Now listen, verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. That's church folks. To give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord that, don't turn me down, that he might be glorified. Well, praise God. Now, I'm quite sure that as I announce my title this evening, that it will take you back to grade school, or it will take you back to middle school, to an American history class. For it was the year of 1863. It was positioned in the middle of the Civil War. And in that year, the President of the United States of America, Abraham Lincoln, would make two very important speeches. One of them on January 1st of 1863, and one of them on November the 19th of 1863. He delivered on January 1st, that first day of 1863, he delivered what was known as the Emancipation Proclamation. It was comprised of 719 words that would forever change our history as a country. It was the proclamation of the freeing of slaves in those territories that were still in rebellion against the Union. And then on November 19th, 1863, he made perhaps his most famous speech at the dedication of the National Cemetery in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. It was some 275 words and only took him approximately 2 minutes to deliver. In this speech, he again invoked the principles of human equality contained in the Declaration of Independence and connected to the sacrifices of the Civil War, a man of whose soldiers' bodies laid in that cemetery. He had a desire for a new birth of freedom. Amen. And he tried to tie the Declaration of Independence, the proclamation of emancipation, or the Emancipation Proclamation, and this Gettysburg Address all together, and let them know that all of it was for the new birth of freedom. A short 17 months later, he would pay the ultimate price for freedom himself by being assassinated by John Wilkes Booth, that wanted to see a resurgence of the Confederate Army. That word emancipate is to free from restraint, influence, or the like, to free from bondage as of a slave. Amen. He chose these words carefully. Amen. The Emancipation proclamation. What was it all about? He was proclaiming that now it's time to be free from restraint and influence or the like, to be free as a slave from bondage. I want to preach tonight your emancipation proclamation and restoration. I'm telling you in the Holy Ghost tonight that I personalized what I'm preaching, and I feel a direct unction of the Holy Ghost to tell somebody in this house tonight that it's your time to go free, that God is going to make a proclamation in this service to emancipate and end your slavery and end the dominion of the enemy that's tried to rule your life. Oh, hallelujah. It's time for you to be free from restraint. It's time for you to be free from the influence of the adversary. Amen. That's influencing your life. I'm going to step on out there. It's time for you to be free from the influence of people that's dragging your soul to hell. Amen. It's time that God cuts them out of your life. Yeah, man, as you read in the Bible, it don't take long. When you read of humanity, it just takes six short chapters. And beginning in Genesis 6, you find that God begins to say that he is the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was on evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I made them. Do you understand that it pained man and grieved God so bad that he decrees judgment upon his chief creation? Well, praise God. I said he decrees judgment upon what just a few chapters before he had said is the crowning jewel of my creation. Everything was good, but when he made man and he made woman, he said it is very good. And now, not only is he going to destroy the good, but he's going to destroy the very good. Well, praise God. He said, I'm going to bring a flood, and I'm going to destroy every living thing. He declared, well, praise God. He declared judgment. He made a declaration of judgment. But as Paul Harvey used to say, you need to hear the rest of the story, because thanks be unto God that it don't stop at verse 7, but verse 8 said, but Noah found grace. Woo! But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I'm telling somebody tonight that God's looking down in this service, and he might have declared judgment for you, but oh, there's a God, hallelujah, that can turn the tide. You can find grace in this house tonight. You can find unmerited favor in this house tonight. It's not anything you've done. It's not anything I've done. It's unmerited. But Noah found grace. He said, you build an ark for the saving of your house. I'm going to save everybody that gets in that ark. You see, God had proclaimed that Noah and his family would not only survive the storm, but would replenish the earth and bring about restoration again. I want to tell somebody, I don't care how bad it seems. I don't care how bad it looks. Hey, man, you can survive the storm in your life if you'll get in the church. I know I preached about it a little bit this morning, but half of y'all wasn't here. If you'll get in the church, come on, if you'll get and stay in the church, let God shut the door on you, shut the door on your past, shut the door on them lying devil influences in your life. Shut the door. You say, well, only God can shut the door. Well, I'm gonna tell you, he wants to shut it tonight. He wants to do a work that only he can do. Maybe you've tried and failed, but God, I feel the power of God in this house to shut the door, amen, to save your soul, for you can find grace tonight. Somebody say tonight. Say tonight. You continue on through scripture, and I'm hastening. Genesis 15, 13, and 14. God tells Abram of surety, you shall be a stranger in the land that is not yours, and serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. He decreed the people of Israel's length of affliction, 430 some odd years. But just as he decreed their length of affliction, I also want you to know that he declared their day of emancipation. He didn't stop in verse 13. But he went to 14. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward that they shall come out with great substance. He not only declared and decreed their judgment and the length of their judgment, but he said, I'm going to tell you, that ain't the rest of the story. I'm also proclaiming an emancipation and a restoration of my people. The cup of the Amorites is going to get full, and when it does, I'm going to bring you out with a mighty hand. Somebody tell your neighbor, you got to flip over there to Exodus. Come on, you got to flip over there to Exodus. Because just as he prophesied it, just as he made a proclamation of emancipation for them, you got to understand in Exodus 12 and 41, and it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the self same day. Not a day early, not a day late. But just the day God prophesied, amen, to his servant Abram, the father of the faithful, the self same day, God brought them out of Egyptian bondage. Well, hallelujah, and it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the self same day, it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. I come to tell you tonight, just as your place of affliction had an entrance, it also has an exit. I'm preaching to some people that you feel like you're walking through the Egypt of your life. You feel like the taskmaster. I'm preaching to some church folks tonight that's mourning in Zion. I'm preaching to some church folk that you can't shout tonight and you can't worship like you want to because the devil's battling your mind. And you feel like, hey man, that I ain't got no exit. I prophesy to you tonight, just like it had an entrance, Egypt's got an exit. Just like you had an entrance, Egypt's got an exit. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Even the self same day. And I want to tell somebody that your trial. Well, hallelujah. Well, I'm going to tell y'all too. Your trial. Itabushanda. I'm going to tell some more folks. I told this good man that's went through hell. Amen. You talking about hell and Egypt and come on. God said, you tell my people that trial has got an expiration date. I got it stamped. And I'm faithful. I'm faithful. I'm faithful to my word. If I said I'll bring you out, I'll bring you out. I didn't bring my people to leave them in bondage, but I will bring them out. Hallelujah. Hey, let me tell you something. When you come out, you're going to be way better off than you went in. You may say, this trial has stripped me of my dignity. This trial has stripped me of my sanity. This trial has stripped me of my peace and my joy. I got news for you. You're coming out with a mighty hand. You're coming out. Oh, I told you in Isaiah 61, he said to proclaim the day of vengeance of our God. God's fixing to take vengeance on your adversary. Hatabosha. Hallelujah. You can take this however you want to. I really don't care. I'm going to tell you what the Holy Ghost is downloading in my spirit. That one that's run their mouth about you and lied on you, God's fixing to take vengeance. And you don't feel sorry for them. Don't gloat in it, but they brought it on themselves. They should have kept their mouth and their tongue off of the child of God. Hear this preacher. I'm preaching to more than just two or three people. I'm preaching to some people that you've been through the fire. You've been through the furnace. It hadn't been a short trial. I know what I'm talking about. I've been there when trials lasted. Me and my wife as young married walked through a trial for 2 to 3 years. Amen. But God brought us out. God delivered us. We were so much better off when we came out than when we went in. Oh yeah. Jeremiah 25 and 12 and 29 and 10. It proclaims that they will be in Babylonian captivity for 70 years. But then you're going to be emancipated. Your emancipation day is on my calendar, God said. And I'm going to restore everything that the enemy stole from you. If you read the book of Jeremiah, he told him, I believe in the 25th chapter, Jeremiah, one of your relatives is going to come to you and you buy the piece of land. Jeremiah was in prison in the courtyard of a city that was besieged by the enemy. But if you read it, Brother Ethan, it said that I believe it was his cousin, came to him, said, hey, I want to sell you this field. God said before he got there, you buy that field, you stamp that deed, and you put it in a clay jar, and you seal it up, because just as sure as I'm going to let this city fall, I'm going to bring it back, and you're going to reclaim your land. You're going to reclaim your ownership. Oh, there's going to be houses bought and sold. There's going to be an economy again. Can I tell you, God said, I'm going to give a restoration. I'm going to give... I'm going to end the recession. I'm going to give a restoration. I'm going to give an emancipation. Amen. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4 and verse 16. Amen. Luke chapter 4 and verse number 16. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I need to catch my breath anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is on me.
Because he hath anointed me to preach.
Hold on a sec. It's one thing for Isaiah to say it. But now the one that inspired Isaiah. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. The one that inspired Isaiah to say it. Now that same God has robed himself in a fleshly body, and he's standing, and he turns to Isaiah, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Go ahead.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Oh, the Moshata Bohusa. Woo, when I read that tonight, the Holy Ghost said, tell my people, there's some people that's broken. Their heart is broken. It's time to heal. I'm proclaiming an emancipation proclamation and a restoration that God wants to heal your heart tonight. I said, God wants to heal your broken heart. I know you've been through it, but it's time to heal. It's hindering you from what God wants to do with you. It's time to let it go and heal.
Go ahead.
deliverance to the captives. Hallelujah. I don't know who's here tonight and what you're battling with. I told you this morning that if you're battling with addiction, you're in the right place. I don't care what it is. Well, I said I don't care what it is. If you're dealing with drugs, huh? I heard people say that once you hit meth, you can never get off of it. The devil is a lie. You may can't do it in yourself, but when God said, I'm giving a proclamation of emancipation, I'm telling you, he's got the power to set you free. He's got the power to break the chains of addiction. I don't care if it's alcohol. Oh, it's awesome to preach all that stuff. But some of you tonight, you're held captive by pornography. Everybody goes, they're looking at all the men. Turn around and look at them women. Read the statistics on pornography now. The numbers are staggering of women in 2020 that is addicted to pornography. It used to be a predominantly male addiction, but now the devil's sticking his tentacles in God's most beautiful creation, the woman. I'm man enough to say that, I promise you. I ain't never seen a pretty man. Well, praise God. And if you have, God bless you. Come down here, we'll pray for you. And there's some gravel next door to Ezel's, and we'll feed it to you. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. That's old Von Morton right there. Amen. But held captive. It's a real thing. And there ain't no use in sticking our head in the sand like the proverbial ostrich and think if you just stick your head in the sand, it'll go away. It will not go away. You have got to lay it on the altar and let God deal with it. Well, I'll get through this one in just a minute. Amen. He said to all them that mourn in Zion. Amen. It don't just affect the world. Well, hallelujah. Bitterness. The Bible said, beware lest a root of bitterness. It didn't say a tree. It didn't say a redwood. It just said a root. A root's a small thing. It's just the beginning of something. It said, beware lest a root of bitterness spring up in you and therefore defile many. There's nothing like a bitter person. They spew their bitterness every chance they get. Praise God. And don't stick your head in the sand like the ostrich either and think that bitterness is just going to go away. Because if you ain't never battled it, you don't know nothing. It's as strong as any other addiction. Huh? It's poison in your body. One man put it this way, and it's so true. Hallelujah. It's like drinking poison and expecting the person that offended you to die. It's acid. It'll eat you and eat you until it totally devours you. Beware. I'm telling somebody in the Holy Ghost tonight that God has given emancipation proclamation to your bitterness and your jealousy and your strife and your envy. I got to preach what God told me. You need an emancipation of your vanity. Just getting on it. I'm down there where it's at. Pentecost is being swept by a spirit of vanity. Praise God. A bunch of people. Well, hallelujah. That wants a fine wine. They got a champagne budget. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, it's the truth. And I ain't just talking about one person either that's hitting your mind. Run up credit cards trying to impress people. Huh? That you would swim an ocean for and they wouldn't jump a mud puddle for you. You know it's the truth. Vanity and vexation of spirit and Pentecostals are being defined by the label in their clothes. And well, hallelujah. You know it's the truth. Huh? I'm not talking, it's not wrong to have nice things if you can afford them. But if you can't afford them and you having to go in debt and you having to put it on credit cards, well, some of y'all looking at me like you ain't ever been pastored before. That's probably your problem. You ain't submitted to nobody. Nobody can speak into your life. Well, praise God. Vanity. Vanity. Trying to impress other people. Hallelujah. Living outside your means. Whew, I done, some of y'all done lost a victory up in here. Praise God. I said, praise God. Hallelujah. It's an addiction. It gets a hold of people. It gets a hold of people. It's getting a hold of Pentecost, man. I go to meetings and hallelujah. Please don't. Some of y'all read me wrong, however, so I just have to let it fall where it may. But I see some of them that's trying to live so big and wear certain clothes and certain shoes and certain pocketbooks and certain this and drive a certain car. Huh? And they're trying, and they're there on credit. Well, praise God. Hey, man, I'm not getting caught up in that junk. I can afford it if I wanted to, but I don't want to. I don't want that spirit to get a hold of me. I want to look nice. I want to dress nice. Well, praise God. Oh, yeah, I want to look decent. It's hard to dress a fat boy decent, but I want to look as decent as a fat boy can look. But I'm just going to tell you, it's a spirit. I'm still on my scripture to preach deliverance to the captives. People are being taken captive by this junk. Well, I lost about five of y'all right there. I'll pick y'all up on the next turn. You better go on and read. Amen. I'm fitting to dig too deep. Amen.
And recovering of sight to the blind.
Recovering of sight to the blind. Some of you, your troubles has got you so snowed under that you can't see the forest for the trees. You're blinded by what's going on in your world. You cannot, you're disillusioned because you cannot see. God wants you to recover your vision tonight. You know what? Sight of the blind, he wants you to recover your vision tonight. Go ahead. To set at liberty them that are bruised. Well, hallelujah. Go ahead. Listen now. Sit down. And he began to say unto them, this I want to tell somebody tonight that it wasn't just in Isaiah's day, and it just wasn't in Jesus' day. But if he is the same yesterday and Isaiah's day, let's put it in context. He was the same today in his day, but he's the same forever. Then he's the same in our present day. And I'm telling somebody in the Holy Ghost tonight that God wants to give you an emancipation proclamation and restoration. He wants your chains to be broken. He wants your fetters to be destroyed. Oh, talk to me, somebody. I'm telling you, God wants to restore you. He wants to restore the joy of your salvation. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, destroy. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Joel 2:25, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. I want to tell some of you tonight, what you're going through, God sent to you. You've been blaming the devil, but God sent it to make you who he wants to make you. Don't tell me he won't do it. If he done it to Job, who do I think I am, and who do you think you are if he done it to Job? But always remember, that God, man, had to give the devil permission. I said God had to give the devil permission. If he got Jonah down in the belly of a whale full of vomit and seaweed and seawater, but it got his attention and he repented, God can do it to you and God can do it to me, but it's not the end of the story. He said, I've come to deliver you. I've come to set you free, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream. Your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and the handmaidens in those days will I pour out of my spirit. Acts 2:1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, hallelujah, they were all in one place, in one accord, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them clothed in tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. And when Peter got up and preached, he went to Joel and he said, but this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel, saith God, in the last days I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm done. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I preach what the Holy Ghost told me to preach. Now it's time for you to respond to what the Holy Ghost said to you. Amen. The ball's out of my court. The ball's in your court. He has proclaimed an emancipation, proclamation, and a restoration. And I want somebody to know that tonight, say tonight. Come on, say it with authority. Come on, say it with anointing. Come on, tonight. Tonight. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. I proclaim your emancipation right now. Atabosha, under the authority of the Word of God and under the authority of the Spirit of God and upon the authority of the name of Jesus,
I loose you. I loose your deliverance. I loose your victory. I loose your captivity. I loose your chains in the name of Jesus Christ. I come to tell you, he can do it all in one night. It's not a step by step, but God wants to deliver you. God wants to emancipate. Oh, he wants to emancipate your captivity. Tonight, he wants to end your slavery. Tonight, he wants to end the influences that's influencing you. Tonight, he wants to deliver you of your addiction. Tonight, he don't only want to deliver you, but he's going to restore to you that one that's bitter, that one that's brokenhearted, that one that's disillusioned, that one that's blinded by your circumstance. He's going to deliver you. He's going to deliver you. He's going to restore. I said he's going to restore. I said he's going to restore. Hatabosha. He's doing it right now. Come on, I need some of you preachers over there praying. Amen. He's going to restore. He's going to restore. He's going to restore. He's going to restore. Shatabosha. Come on, now's not your time to stand in the pew and go another service and another week and another month. Come on. Come on. Tonight is your night of emancipation. Tonight is going to end. Not next week, but tonight. Come on, tonight. Come on, you ladies. Find other ladies and begin to pray one for another. And as you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, it's going to break. As you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, it's going to break. You men begin to pray one for another and let the Holy Ghost break it.
We had the highest bid, but ownership was transferred way back at Calvary. Child of God, you so you can. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. There's no more chains of slavery. Your truth has triumphed with liberty.
Come on, come on, come on. Pray your way.
He that the Son
pray your way through. Pray your way through. Pray your way through.
He that the Son has set free is free indeed. There's no more chains of slavery.
Come on, that's it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
With liberty. He that the Son has set free.
Hallelujah.
Is free indeed.
Come on, don't stop. Don't stop. Come on, the Holy Ghost is yours tonight. Come on, the Holy Ghost is yours tonight. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, come on, just lift your hands and lift your voice and begin to praise him. You've already repented. You've already laid down the things that the Lord is bringing to your mind and your spirit. It's time for you to be empowered by the Holy Ghost.
History indeed. There's no more chains of slavery. The truth has triumphed with the liberty. He that the Son has set free.
Come on, don't stop until you feel it go. Until you feel it break. Until you feel it break. Come on, don't stop until you feel it break.
I'm a child of the King. I traded filthy garments for robes.
Come on, let's praise him. Come on, keep praying. Come on, keep praying. Come on, keep praying
at my feet. Because the devil can't make a lock that the Lord doesn't hold the key. He that the Son has set free. History indeed.
Come on, that's it. It's breaking. It's breaking right now. Come on, it's breaking right now. It's breaking right now. Come on. You got to go after it. Go after it.
Liberty. He that the Son has set free. He's free indeed. Son is set free.
His come on, tonight, tonight, right now, right now, right now, right now.
Oh, true past triumph with the liberty.
Come on, as you begin to call on the name of the Lord, he can't hold you captive. He no longer can hold you. Come on, God has proclaimed your emancipation tonight.
I'm a child of the King.
Come on, you young people, get in the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, get in the Holy Ghost right now. Get in the Holy Ghost right now.
The devil can't make a lot. You know the devil can't make a lot.
Oh, yeah, the
devil can't make a lot.
That the Lord doesn't hold the key. That the Lord doesn't hold the key.
He's free indeed. There's no more chains of slavery. Oh, truth has triumphed with liberty. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. He that the Son has set free is free indeed.
Hallelujah.
No more chains of slavery. Truth has triumphed with liberty. He that the Son has set. I remember standing on the auction block of sin. Satan controlled me. Oh, he had the highest.
He had the highest bid. But ownership.
Way back at. You, so you can be set free. He that the Son is set free is free indeed. There's no more chains of slavery. Your truth has triumphed with liberty. He that the Son is set free is free indeed. Now I belong to Jesus. I'm a child of the King. I traded filthy garments for robe of royalty. The chains that used to bind me are now laying at my feet. The devil can't make a lock. No, the devil can't make a lock. No, the devil can't make a lock. That the Lord doesn't hold the key, that the Son is set free. His free indeed. There's no more chains.
Come on, come on, come on, tonight. 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 Tonight.
With the liberty. He that the Son has set free. His free indeed. He that the Son has set free. His free indeed. There's no more chains. Of slavery, oh, truth has triumphed with liberty. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. Now I believe in Jesus, I'm a child of the King. I traded filthy garments for robe of royalty. The chains that used to bind me. Now laying at my feet, cause the devil can't make a lock. That the Lord doesn't hold the key, that the Son has set free, is free indeed. There's no more chains of slavery. Oh, truth has triumphed with liberty. He that the Son has set free, is free indeed.
Hallelujah. Come on, don't stop. Come on, don't stop. It's your promise. It's your promise. It's your promise.
And I remember standing on the auction block.
Come on, he promised it to you. He promised it to you. The Holy Ghost is yours. Deliverance is yours. Healing is yours. Restoration is yours.
You can be set free. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. No more chains of slavery. Truth has triumphed with liberty. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. Now I belong to Jesus. I'm a child of the King. Created filthy garments for a robe of royalty. The chains that used to bind me are now laying at my feet. Cause the devil can make a lock. You know the devil can make a lock. You know the devil can make a lock. That the Lord doesn't hold the key. That the Son has set free. He's free indeed. There's no more chain of slavery. Oh, truth has triumphed with liberty. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. There's no more chain of slavery.
Come on, that's it. Don't stop till you get what you want. Don't stop till you get what you want. Come on, he bring you all the way out tonight. All the way out tonight.
Jesus, I'm a child of the King. I traded filthy garments for royalty. They used to bind me, now laying at my feet. Cause the devil can't make a lock. That the Lord doesn't hold the key. That the Son has set free. His free indeed. There's no more chains for slavery. For truth has triumphed with liberty. He that the Son set free is free indeed. I'm standing on the auction block of sin. Satan controlled me, oh, he had the highest bid. But ownership was transferred way back in Calvary. Jesus whispered, child, I brought you so you can be set free. He that the Son has set free is free indeed.
There's no more chains. No more chains. No more chains.
All truth that triumphs with liberty.
Come on, that's it. Come on, that's it.
He's free indeed. He that the Son has set free. There's no more chains of slavery. Oh, truth that triumphs with liberty. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. And you belong to Jesus. You're a child of the King. You traded filthy garments for royalty. That used to bind you now laying at your feet. Cause the devil can't make a lie. You know the devil can't make a lie. You know the devil can't make a lie. That the Lord doesn't hold the key. That the Son has set free. history indeed. There's no more chains of slavery, but you have triumphed in liberty.
Shut up, mama.
The sun set free.
Come on, glory, glory, free indeed, free indeed, free indeed, free
indeed. There's no more chains of slavery. No truth has triumphed with liberty. He that the sun has set free is free indeed.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, that's it. Hallelujah.
Jesus, you're a child of King. Trade your filthy garments for royal royalty. The chains that used to bind you are now laying at your feet. Cause the devil can't make a lie that the Lord doesn't call to see. That the Son has set free, history in thee. There's no more chains of slavery.
Come on, don't stop till you get what you gotta have. Come on, don't stop till you get where you gotta get. Come on, all the way. Not part of the way, but all the way.
Satan controlled me, but he had the highest bid.
But ownership
was transferred way back in Calvary.
Jesus whispered,
child, I brought you.
Oh, you could be set free.
More chains than slavery. Truth has triumphed. He that the Son has set free. look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body, he touched my mind, he saved me just in time. I'm gonna raise his name. Each day he's just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, he healed my body, he touched my mind, he saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. Each day he's just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Oh, look what the Lord has done. Heal my body, he touched
my mind.
Oh, he saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise his name.
Each day he's just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. What the Lord has done.
Oh, look what the Lord has done. Well, he healed my body,
he touched my mind,
he saved me,
it was
just in time. Oh, I'm going to
praise his name. Each day he's just the same.
Oh,
praise him.
Look what the Lord has done. Oh, yes.
Oh, look what the Lord has done. Oh, now look what the Lord has done.
He healed
my body.
Oh, he touched my mind. He saved me.
It was
just in time.
I'm gonna praise his name. Each day he's just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Just the sun. Come help me praise him.
Praise him.
Look what the Lord has done. Oh,
oh, oh, won't you look what the Lord has done? Oh, look what the Lord has done. Oh, now he healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. Oh, each day. Just the same.
Oh, come
on and praise him.
Look what
the Lord has done.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you look what the Lord
shut up, Ohosha. Come on, press in the Spirit. Press in the Spirit. Come to the shut up, Ohosha. Shut up, Ohosha, Mama. Woo! Shut up, Ohoka, Mama. Hey, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hey, the Boshande Kanabohosa.
Come on, Mahosha. Do me like Jesus, can't nobody. Do me like the Lord, can't nobody. Do me like Jesus, he's my friend. Oh, can't nobody. Do me like Jesus, can't nobody. Do me like the Lord, can't nobody. Do me like Jesus, he's my faith. He healed my body, then he told me to run home. He healed my body, then he told me to run home. He healed my body, then he told me to run home. He's my friend. He saved my soul, put my name up on the road. He saved my soul, put my name up on the road. He saved
my soul,
put my name up on the road.
Oh, he's my
friend.
He saved.
Oh, can't nobody do me
Do me like the Lord. Do me like
Jesus.
He's my friend. Do me
like Jesus.
Can't
nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. Oh, won't you look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind.
He saved me just in time. I'm going to praise his name.
Oh, now each day he's just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, won't you look what the Lord has done. Oh, look what the Lord has done. Oh, now he healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. Oh, now each day he's just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend.
Hey!
Nobody
do me like.
Do me like Jesus.
Oh, can't nobody
do me like the Lord.
Oh, can't nobody
do me like Jesus.
He's
my friend. He saved my soul. Put my name upon the hook. He saved my soul. Put my name up on the roll. He saved my soul. Put my name up on the roll. He's my goodness, what he's done for me. When I think of his goodness, how he set me free. I can dance, 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 dance all night, all night. When I think of his goodness, what he's done for me. When I think of his goodness, how he set me free. I can jump, 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 jump all night, all night. What he's done for me. When I think of his goodness, how he set me free. I can praise, 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 praise all night. All night, all night, all night long. When I think of his goodness, what he's done for me. When I think of his goodness, how he set me free. I can shout, 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 shout all night. All night, all night, all night long. When I think of his goodness, what he's done for me. When I think of his goodness, how he set me free. I can praise, 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 praise all night, all night. I gotta praise.
I gotta praise and I gotta let it out. I gotta praise.
Oh, I gotta praise. I gotta praise and I gotta let it out. I gotta praise. We'll be right back.
Yeah, look what the Lord has done. Well, he healed my body, he touched my mind, oh, he saved me. Just in time, I'm gonna praise his name. Hallelujah.
He stays just the same.
Yeah, come help me praise him.
I'm gonna praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, look what the Lord has done. Oh, look what the Lord has done. Oh, he healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. Just in time, I'm gonna praise his name. Each day he's just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Highest praise, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord the highest praise, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. I think of his goodness and what he's done for me. When I think of his goodness, how he set me free, I can shout, 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 shout all night, all night. His goodness, what he's done for me. When I think of his goodness, how he set me free, I can sing praise, 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 praise all night, all night, all night, all night. Wait till the battle is over, don't wait till the victory comes. Promise, it's yours and it's already come. Don't wait, don't wait. Shout now. Shout now. Shout now. Shout now. Oh, oh, shout now. Shout now. Shout now. Oh, oh, don't wait. Don't wait. Shout now. Shout now. Sound now, sound now. Oh, oh, sound now, sound now, sound now. Oh, 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 don't wait, don't wait. Sound now. God's been good to me. Through every test and trial, I've got the victory. The enemy has tried his best to make me turn around, bring me down. My God has never failed me, yes, so I'm gonna stand proud. No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice and sing hallelujah anyhow. Wait a minute, one more time, I think I'll say it again. God's been so good to me, he's my closest friend. I've come too far to turn around now. I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna wait, watch God work it out somehow. No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice and say hallelujah anyhow. It's been good to me through heaven's